WHDD presents Susan Says.
It's a lazy kind of week with rain, me not feeling that well, so I'm taking to my bed, which I do very easily. Lots to report on. I'm praying for my friends and loved ones in California, both LA and San Francisco. This fire, it's just unbelievable. It's awful. They tell me it's like living in a war zone there. Be safe. All praise for those brave firefighters, amazing in their efforts. Come on, God, get the rain there. TV review. Catherine the Great? Not so. Helen Mirren, who fancies herself quite a sexy lady, it seems a lot of men do too, though I don't see it, is doing what I'm calling a vanity project about the Queen of Russia. It's glorious to look at, the palaces, the history, but boring to listen to. The dialogue is so ridiculous, lots of modern, anachronistic, like, sexy stuff. And as she's the exec producer, I guess she wanted to prove she's indeed sexy and can use the F word. Pass. Reading, sad to say, Margaret Atwood's long-awaited sequel to Handmaid's Tale, not that wonderful. Maybe I was spoiled by the riveting TV series, though I confess to not reading book one. But book two is kind of boring, not nearly what I had hoped for or expected. Qualified pass. Baseball, yeah. I used to be a fanatic when I lived in LA and knew some of the Dodgers. Now, not so much, but I did watch last night's game. It was unreal, so exciting. These Nats are amazing. And the pitcher, Scherzer, had been in bed the day before. Love him. Wow. Wild. Congrats to the only DC team doing anything worthwhile. But the greatest moment of the series was when deranged Donnie got, wait for it, booed. Well, duh. What did he think would happen? He said he couldn't throw out the pitch because of his bulletproof vest. Ha! He wasn't asked, I believe. He couldn't throw his way out of a paper bag except when it's paper towels. But the look on his face almost made the last 3 years of hell worth it. Almost. They keep playing it over and over on the internet. I love it. I am a real Twitter addict, and I have so many resistor friends, it's supportive and necessary in these trying times. I see now they are not allowing political ads. Yay! Facebook, your turn. Shameful Zuckerberg at Congress. And oh yeah, you're one of the richest guys ever. Get a decent haircut. Quit using the bowl as a guide. Sigh. Impeachment at last. Well, Nancy seems to have strategized very well. The bombshells keep coming. It's almost worth the wait. Except now they are slandering a war hero, an immigrant who's the best of what the idea of America was supposed to be. That Laura Ingraham is a real, well, it rhymes with witch. She's evil, as her brother points out all the time, and he would know. That press conference where deranged Donnie raved about the killing of a terrorist. Oh, wait, no. It was about him. How great he is, how he writes books. No one gives him credit. Yeah, the dog deserves the credit. You don't. What a sick monster this is. And he lies about the terrorist monster dying. More projection. Again, he thinks life is a TV show, this time a movie. By the way, this is just fuel for recruitment against us, you moron. Have some dignity. He is, according to shrinks who are begging us to listen, getting more and more insane as the walls close in. Get the straitjacket, get him out of there, and straight to, yeah, I'm going to say it, hell. Whew! Back to bed.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.